G'day, punters. Welcome back to the AFL Line Season 2017, the most infrequent of frequent regular podcasting. Footy's been great the last couple of weeks, although I didn't see a great deal of it. I was watching football via very slow refreshing of the AFL app and did my nut when Isaac Smith once again missed a goal on the siren to put the Hawks up in what would have been a great win and potentially a charge to the finals, which is, I would say, now unrealistic.
Yeah, well, there are still a couple of spots up for grabs, aren't there? There's no great race where someone sort of really earmarked themselves as I want the 7 or 8 spot here. You know, St Kilda threatened, then got pizzled. The Bombers killed them last week, but have lost to Brisbane. West Coast are still there or thereabouts, but not that impressive. The Dogs aren't dead yet, even though they probably should be.
It's a bizarre season. It's
There's
really
a
bizarre.
bit of mediocrity getting around at the moment. It makes for a very interesting week this week.
Absolutely. Some ripping games. Let's jump
Yeah,
into
well,
it.
we kick off with two teams on Friday night that are nowhere near mediocre. At the Adelaide Oval for the Crows and Geelong. Crows laying about 2.5 goals, total points line, high 170s.
Yeah, this one felt about right on all fronts for me. Strong likelihood that Sloane will miss for Adelaide and Dangerfield will miss for Geelong. So, well, the two best players out for either side, which certainly, on balance, probably gives Geelong the remaining head-to-head in the midfield, I think, with the Selwood obviously and Duncan's playing good football. But Adelaide Oval, geez, anything can happen there, and they've got a strong offensive unit. So I've only seen it on the replay once I actually knew what the result was. But the best Geelong's attacks looked all year was when Dangerfield played full forward. So yeah, interesting. I think probably any other season, Geelong aren't playing good enough football to be in the top six, but currently they sit second, I think, on the ladder. So yeah, it's a bizarre season and will be a strong game. Whoever wins this one probably goes a long way to sewing up a top two spot with only half a dozen games to go. But yeah, I think this one's probably just about right.
Going to have Cats Plus here on the back of a couple of things. Recent head-to-head history, Geelong have won the last three straight up, including one at the Adelaide Oval. They've won them all by more than 20 points. And over the last two seasons, they've only jumped as underdogs 5 times, and they've covered every single one of them.
There
Up until I looked at those two things, I thought, oh yeah, roughly equal teams, 2.5 goals for home field, yep, fair enough.
go. Yep.
But particularly that head-to-head history, there are just certain two sides that don't match up well on each other or give each other fits, and I think Geelong were a problem team for Adelaide and have proven themselves to be that over the last couple of years, and that's enough for me to grab 2.5 goals.
Very nice.
We move to Saturday. We're at the Docklands for Essendon and North Melbourne. Bombers laying about 4 goals, total points line low 190s.
Yeah, I'm stemming into the minus on this one. Bombers have been pizzling teams that have been going a hell of a lot better than North Melbourne have been. So I expect them to do this one in an absolute canter.
I was leaning that way for a while. The Brisbane game scares me enough. Because we were 4.5 goals up in that game in the fourth and just should have run off into the distance.
I think if you look at the last 6 weeks of football, though,
Yeah, that was the one.
That's
That
your
was,
outlier. That's your poor performance.
There's the one problem, though, with those young sides on the up. Do they just get a little ahead of themselves against shit opponents?
Well, I think
That's my only worry, is will they just go, oh yeah, we've already got this one, and
That's an argument to be made, but let's not forget, Essendon aren't your typical young side on the up. They've got a lot of experience in that unit as well, and a lot of their younger players have been forced to learn the hard way. So yeah, I think they're probably just a little bit better than that. And North Melbourne are going like bastards. They'll get
They
pantsed.
are. Second of the Saturday afternoon games, we're at the MCG for Melbourne and Port Adelaide. Demons getting about a goal and a half, total points line high 170s.
Yeah, didn't find a great deal to like about this one. I do. Yeah, I really enjoy watching Melbourne play football. I think they've got a lot of upside to them. I'd love to see them get to the finals this year, but Port Adelaide just keep finding a way. They do have the knack of putting in that poor performance here and there.
As do Melbourne.
Yeah, I think if anything, the only play in this one would be the under. Two pretty strong inside midfield teams, but that to me indicates potentially a bit of a slogfest. Both sides also have had inaccuracy issues across the course of the season, so leads into that as well a little bit. But I think there's just enough firepower both sides in the line. If we had mid-180s, I'd be steaming into the under, but high 170s, there's probably just enough doubt there. And I haven't picked a total in 10 weeks.
So. Yeah, this is a no-bet for me. Last two head-to-head have been blowouts, one apiece. D's got a pretty good record covering as home underdogs, and normally I would jump into this with a pretty good side getting the points at home. But Port, pretty strong on the road as favourites, and covered their last three at the MCG, playing pretty well in all of them. They don't get there that often, but they play the MCG pretty well when they do turn up.
They love the ground, don't they?
There's just enough in it for me to stay out. If I was going to bet, it would be D's plus, but only a lean rather than a bet here.
Nice.
Saturday twilight, we're up at Kazali Stadium in Cairns for the Western Bulldogs and the Gold Coast. Dogs laying about 3 goals, total points line mid-160s.
Oh, I'm not super keen on anything going on here, to be honest.
Nah, bludger of a game.
Yeah.
Last three totals, they've played at Cairns every time. They've all landed in the 160s. Dogs have won them all by a fraction more than the line here. But do you trust them at the moment? I don't think they're going well enough to be just laying 3 goals just like that on the road.
And you can't take the points with the Gold Coast either.
Oh, well, he beat Collingwood at home, and they're terrible.
Yeah. Now move on quickly.
Saturday night, we're at the SCG for Sydney and St Kilda. Swans laying about 4.5 goals, total points line mid-170s.
Swannies are in ripping form, can't be denied.
They are.
After the last 10 rounds, they've 2.5 games clear of their next opponent, and nearly 150% across that period of time. So they're absolutely flying. I'm happy to stand corrected, but I do believe St Kilda have a reasonably good record against the Swans. Maybe not in the absolute recent
Not in the history, last couple of years,
but
going back
over the journey, over the last 20 years, as a football club, they tend to play pretty well up in Sydney. So And they've just got that, I don't know, they've got something about them, St Kilda, that you think they might just be able to pull a rabbit out of a hat and maybe pinch one here, but not with any conviction. I'm just probably looking for ways to try and halt the Swans' charge to the top four, but Swans to win comfortably, no bet.
I mean, I might hold it because I'm going Swans minus here. On the back of the recent head-to-head history and the fact that basically Sydney got going this year by dusting the Saints by 7 goals at the Docklands. The two games prior to that, Sydney won by 12 goals and 16 goals at the Docklands. They haven't seen them at the SCG for a while. If you think home field's worth 2.5, maybe 3 goals, that says Sydney's only a couple of goals superior side to St Kilda. And in their current form, they're a couple of goals superior to almost everyone.
Yeah.
Maybe Adelaide, Geelong, GWS. They're in that upper echelon. And I kind of feel like if I took the plus, you're just sort of waiting for that 5-minute burst where the Swans put 4 goals on you and just crush it. So I'm happy to have the minus here.
Saints and morals, then.
The other of the Saturday night games on the Eastern Seaboard, but it's a 5:40 start over in Perth. The Dockers hosting Hawthorn. Near enough a pick'em game. Dockers maybe getting a point or two, depending on where you're shopping. Total points line, mid to high 160s.
I was a little bit surprised about this opening line, to be honest. Fremantle put together one of the worst games of football anyone's ever played last week. And Hawthorn's last two starts, they, I believe, beat GWS and should have beaten Geelong. So I would have thought on form that Hawthorn might have got a little bit more love on this one. And I'm really keen to lay this one. I think Hawthorn it's a must win game for them. And they're just playing better footy. Fremantle just don't seem to have any sort of spark about them at the moment.
No, so it's a while since they started the year really poorly. They won a few on the trot and they were inside the eight, even with shithouse percentage.
Yeah.
It's a while since they were in that spot. Their last 5 or 6 weeks haven't been much chop.
No, not at all. So, yeah, no, I'm happy to lay less than a kick, for sure.
I couldn't quite get to this one. I was leaning Hawks and I was leaning under just because you want to do that in Ross Lyon games, especially at night. But not enough there for me to play. Sunday afternoon, we're at the MCG for Richmond and GWS. Tigers getting about a goal or a fraction over. Total points line, low 160s.
Yeah, dude. Again, it's a tough read, isn't it? Like, Richmond have been going well, consistently well. GWS not really going that good at the moment. They've had a pretty ordinary month of football. But you expect they've got to do something at some point. I mean,
and they have been finding a way, aside from the Sydney game last week, to win games unimpressively. And so a one-goal favourite here sounds like finding a way to fall across the line.
Yeah, yeah. The bet for me in this game is the over. Two teams with a lot of scoring potential. I don't know, potentially some weather around, but without...
I think it's just the head-to-head history. Last four head-to-head, all 155 or below, albeit a couple of them were night games.
Yeah, and well, they haven't played this year, have they?
They played and GWS fell in. Richmond should have won.
That's right.
And didn't.
That's right.
But that was a twilight game at Spotless.
Right. Yeah, no, I'm pretty happy with the over in this game. Day game, high power teams, lots of run. Should create plenty of scoring options. The only way this doesn't go over is if they have a bad kicking day across the board. So I'm pretty comfortable with the low 169.
Yeah, no bet here for me. I mean, ordinarily a mid-160s in a day game, when you're getting towards the back end of the season, the worst of the winter's done would normally be enough for me to follow you in there. But that recent head-to-head history is just enough to make me think this is a weird matchup and these ones tend to go low. Second of the Sunday afternoon games, we're at the Docklands for Collingwood and West Coast. Pies getting a goal or just over. Total points line, mid-180s. Are you remotely interested?
Not really.
Nah, neither.
West Coast away from home and Collingwood.
Yep. But yeah. You might not be any more interested in how we finish off the round. Sunday twilight, we're at the Gabba for Brisbane and Carlton. Lions getting about two goals. Total points line, low 180s. It is really the resistible force, which is the Carlton attack, versus the movable object, which is the Brisbane defence.
Well, I think you've been a bit harsh on these two teams. Granted, their performances haven't been that good this year, but when you look at the cattle they've got on the paddock, I think they're both going on. I honestly think this will be one of the more entertaining games for the round.
Oh, they'd be honest, but I remember I looked at the total and thought, gee, 180 is low for a Brisbane game, but gee, it's high for a Carlton game.
Yeah, well, there's your trade-off.
What do I do with this? I won't be betting the total, that's the tip.
No bet for me, but we'll watch with interest. They're always good fun.
Yeah, this is a winnable game for Brisbane, which should, if nothing else, I mean, that's going to make it interesting. Carlton get a chance to string another win in a year where they probably exceeded expectations by a fair margin.
Yeah. That in itself poses another question. It's a winnable game for both sides.
Yeah.
So Carlton can't win if Brisbane kick 12 goals, so that probably speaks to playing the under, because it should bottle, but... Who knows what these pricks are going to do?
I can't remember the last time Brisbane successfully bottled anyone.
Well,
even when they win, they win generally higher scoring games. So I don't know what to do with it. It's a pretty easy walk away for me.
Righto.
So that gives me a total of two. Geelong at the plus, Sydney at the minus.
Three for me. Essendon minus, Hawks minus, and the over in the
Richmond game.
Richmond GWS game.
Here we go. Good luck and good punting, folks.